Hi, I'm Margaret Pearson, and this is my 7th grade music class.
Hi!
And you are listening to Kids Commute.
From Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Mrs. Pearson's class. That was all of Margaret Pearson's class playing our theme on their recorders. If you'd like to be featured on our show playing our theme on whatever instrument you play, find instructions, everything you need to know, at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, happy Friday, kids commuters. It's the last day of Ragtime Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll answer our Ragtime Quizlet later in the show and give you one more chance to win tickets to see Swan Lake at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts in Bay Harbor on February 22nd. Let's jump in now with Scott Joplin. If you Google who invented ragtime, you're going to get the name Scott Joplin. But kids commuters, you and I know that Scott Joplin did not invent ragtime. We've been hearing from the guys who came before him all week. Joplin was born in Texarkana, Texas, in around 1867. He worked as a traveling musician. He had a close working relationship with Tom Turpin, one of the composers we met this week. Now, here's something neat about Scott Joplin. Up until Joplin, a publishing company would pay a composer $25 in exchange for publishing their work. No matter how many copies sold, no matter what happened, $25 was what they got. Well, Joplin was tired of this arrangement, and he hired a lawyer to negotiate a royalty-based contract, where Joplin would get a penny for every copy of his music that was sold. This was really important for composers in the future and helped them to earn a lot more money thanks to Scott Joplin. Here's Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag, performed by pianist Roy Eaton. He named it after the Maple Leaf Club, where he had a job playing the piano in 1898.
Thank you.
Roy Eaton performed Scott Joplin's most popular rag, the Maple Leaf Rag. We'll have a link to Joplin's rag, The Entertainer, in the post for today's show at kidscommute.org. Now, kids commuters, let's answer your Quizlet. What is the common name of the pre-Civil War dance, also known as the prize walk? You did it in a square. The name of this dance is used today to suggest something very easy, and the prize was a beautiful cake. The answer is a cakewalk. If you got the answer right, good job. If you didn't, don't worry about it. We'll have a new Quizlet for you next week to try. Also, today is your last day if you would like to win a pair of tickets to see Swan Lake at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts in Bay Harbor. Send the word tickets in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. Be sure to include your name and address, and we'll enter you into a drawing to win those tickets for Swan Lake. That's on February 22nd, danced by the Interlochen Dance Company. Okay, that does it for Ragtime Week on IPR's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm producer Tony Bureau.
Production help came from Joseph Levesque. See you next week.
Interlochen Public Radio!